It has been a busy day on the Senate side of Capitol Hill. In a minute, we'll hear from a Republican senator on a more than $50 billion spending plan for semiconductors. But first, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin announced a new spending deal this evening that would include some climate spending previously spiked by Manchin. The two recently reached an agreement on a smaller package that's focused on reducing health care spending. NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell has been gathering the details of this deal, and she joins us now. Hey there.
Hi there.
So, Kelsey, tell us, what is included in this new agreement?
Well, we'll start with the biggest items, and that includes nearly $370 billion for energy security and climate change, and those programs would last over the next 10 years. There's also $65 billion to extend elements of the Affordable Care Act through 2025. They're also pairing that with more than $300 billion in deficit reduction, which has been a really critical element for Manchin, who refused to go along with other proposals over fears that more spending would stoke already record-breaking inflation in the country. So they plan to achieve that deficit reduction by introducing a 15% corporate minimum tax, and they say that would raise about $313 billion. Plus, they want to expand IRS enforcement and have new tax changes for carried interest. So that's all in addition to the already announced plans to allow Medicare to negotiate the cost of prescription drugs. You know, this is certainly a far cry from the trillions they had once hoped to spend on a plan that would have included childcare and education, but it is also more than many Democrats expected.
Okay, Kelsey, Senator Schumer and Manchin have been going back and forth at this for months now. How did this agreement come together so suddenly?
Well, it's a little bit of politics, maybe a little bit of theater, and definitely a lot of midterm election pressure. So this agreement was made public just a few hours after the Senate passed that critical semiconductor bill you mentioned. And Republicans had promised to block that bill as long as Democrats were still trying to pass a broader partisan bill on climate and taxes. Well, now that the semiconductor bill is done, Republicans have almost nothing to hold over Democrats, so they were able to move forward. Democrats are also entering a really critical period ahead of the midterm elections. This upcoming August recess, which is an annual thing, Congress always leaves for a month in August. This year, it's all about campaigning and making a pitch to voters that Democrats not only need to stay in power, they need to gain seats in the Senate. And this is a bill that could do a lot with helping to overcome a lot of skeptics who question that Democrats haven't done much of anything with the time they've had in control of the House and the Senate. So that's why they want to vote on this next week. They want to send Democrats home armed with fresh success and a promise that it's just a down payment on bigger plans, just as long as voters show up.
Fast is not necessarily a thing that I think the Senate often does. Is that even possible?
When they say next week, they may mean the very end of next week or even the weekend, but it really is their goal. You know, the next step is to go through the process of vetting the proposals with a Senate parliamentarian who will decide if the bills fit into the really strict rules for budget reconciliation, which is the system that allows Democrats to pass the bill without the threat of a Republican filibuster. Then there's a lengthy voting process, and all of this hinges on the bill having unanimous support among Democrats, which isn't really known yet. Then the bill still has to pass the House before going on to President Biden for his signature, but we do know that Biden supports the deal, and that'll add a lot of pressure on Democrats to get in line.
All right, we'll keep watching. NPR's Kelsey Snell, thank you.
Thanks for having me.